Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and of course here on RTE Radio 1 on Sunday nights. Tonight on Drama on One, Frizzy Lizzie by Cara Carney. Frizzy Lizzie is the story of a young woman's search for her mother in a play with a magical dimension conveying the depth of love in the mother-daughter relationship. The play was recommended by the jury of the 2022 PJ O'Connor Awards. And just a note that the programme contains some strong language along the way. Starring Kitty O'Sullivan, Helen Norton, Stephen Hogan, Lucy Miller and Imogen Allen. This is Frizzy Lizzie by Cara Carney.
Don't worry, about things.
Ugh, this hair. It does its own fecking thing. It's a waste of a hairbrush if I even go near it with one. The amount I've broken is ridiculous. It's like each individual hair follicle is rebelling against every other. Impossible to control. My very imaginative classmates went with Frizzy Lizzie as a nickname. Well, Lizzie isn't just out of the blue. My full name is Elizabeth, but only Dad calls me that. Everyone else calls me Lizzie, or Frizzy Lizzie. I remember Dad trying to brush it the odd time when I was younger, before going to school, trying to make me look presentable.
Ow! Oh, come on, stop it.
But he'd get so angry at the brush snapping that he took me to the hairdressers once a year for them to chop it all off. He'd leave me there and go off and do his own thing. That was when I was younger. I don't know if it was my hair growing out or just getting older, but I began to look more and more like my mother
every day.
Then, if I ever disobeyed him or did anything that remotely disappointed him, even that one tiny little bit, he'd say I act more like her too. He never answered questions about her either. Kids ask their parents questions like,
"Why can't we breathe underwater?"
I had questions like,
"Dad, why don't I have a mummy?"
After years of getting no reply, the odd question has turned into,
"What do you want for dinner?
Can I go to the cinema with Sharon?"
No photos, no stories. He just says she didn't want me and she left. Simple. Simple. Once I saw Dad for the control freak he is, something in me just knew she couldn't have left me with him out of her own choice. There was more to this. That's when I started to imagine her for myself. At one point, I thought she was abducted by aliens, and when she began telling people, the American government came after her and she had to go into hiding, so she left me here to spare me a life of running from the law.
It happened though, Lizzie. I woke up and it was so bright I couldn't open my eyes. I heard the strangest things, but the CIA didn't want the truth coming out. I had to flee. I couldn't endanger you too.
I thought up a million scenarios. Everything constantly changing about her. I didn't want to become too attached to an idea of her that could turn out to be the opposite from the truth if I ever succeeded in finding her. And I had no way of finding her. Up until February this year. It was the 14th, to be specific. Valentine's Day. I remember because I was looking at my friends' uploaded stories of how great their boyfriends are for getting them a generic I love you teddy, while my single friends posted cinema tickets of the new Magic Mike movie. Dad was at some convention, so I was definitely home alone when I heard a noise coming from the attic.
Alexa, stop.
Sounded like a mouse pinballing around the place. Please don't be a ghost. So cold. My phone torch is giving Blair Witch vibes. Why am I doing this? It could be haunted. like it's coming...
Oh. The far corner.
This better not be a mouse. No, wait, is it a bird? I hope. I don't know what sound ferrets make. It could be a ferret. Do they chirp? I don't know. It's coming from under one of these boxes. And it's made a right mess, too. It's all tipped over. It stopped as soon as I touched the box. A robin.
Oh, look at you. Hello. How did you get in here?
God, she's really staring at me. I can't see it on the beams or flying around. I can't hear anything. It must have followed the light of the attic opening out to the landing.
Oh, you made such a mess. Who needs all these folders? Insurance?
But out of all of the fresh white pages nestled together, one catches and springs past my thumb as I flick through one of the folders. It's a thicker paper than the rest, almost like a card.
What is... My birth certificate. My birth cert.
Am I ready for this? I'll finally find out her name. I'll find out something concrete, something real. I can barely open my eyes, squinting so hard to soften my vision as if it makes it easier to take in the information or find out slowly.
Roberta Thistle. My mom.
I read that over and over again.
Roberta Thistle. This isn't even an Irish birth cert. I was born in London. Feckin' London. I'm English.
I was born in St. George's Hospital, London. Didn't know that. On the 21st of January, 2005. Knew that. I was born female. Knew that. My full name is Elizabeth Rosemary Francis. Knew that. My father is Michael Francis. Unfortunately, I knew that. My mother is Roberta Thistle. Didn't know that. Occupation of father, principal. Nothing changed there, so. Signature, description and residence of informant. Roberta Thistle, 49 Shepherd's Crescent, London. Mother. Didn't know any of that. I suddenly have all this information about her. Well, it's not much. I have her name, the address she was at when I was born, which is in feckin' England. I know it was her that registered me and not Dad. Was he with her? Did she give birth alone? Did she surprise him with me or leave me at his doorstep? I check, but there's nothing else about her or anything about me in any of the other boxes. I really want a photo. Nothing. I put everything back where I got it, but I'm taking the birth cert with me. I nearly break my neck trying to climb down from the attic.
What?
I'd almost forgotten about the robin altogether. But when I looked for a frightened bird flying around the ceiling somewhere, I couldn't find one. But the hall window was open, so she must have flown out.
Good luck, little bird. Thank you for the mess you made.
I don't know how much of my free time I spent looking for a Roberta Thistle after that. Do you know how hard it is to find someone with just their name and an old address? Considering barely anyone has that name, it should be super easy, but no. Google, Facebook, Twitter, the Golden Pages, TikTok, Instagram. I even tried this retro site called MySpace. And I got nowhere, apart from being blocked by people after messaging and asking them if I was their daughter. That's kind of fair enough, though. Anyway, after researching like crazy, I basically still have nothing. But from pet-sitting my neighbour's dogs and not spending all of my lunch money for school, I've saved enough to get a cheap flight to London and stay a few days in person. Ask around, you know? I have a passport already from my fifth year trip to Paris. Dad thinks I'm going to Tipperary with my best friend Sharon. She has a cousin that lives there who she stays with sometimes and will be going down to for a few days. She knows the story and how much this means, so she agreed to cover for me if I told Dad I was going with her.
Elizabeth, you're not going if you don't check in with me. You're not out from under this roof just yet.
Okay. I'll make sure to get reception to call you.
But don't make me drive down there and drag you back. I have work to do this weekend. And no clubs. You're not dressing like a tart.
Check in with him. He doesn't care. If only he knew I was flying to London instead. This isn't a typical teenager parent hatred, by the way. This goes deeper. His presence. Have you ever felt unloved? Unwanted by your own? So I'm going. I need to do this before it's too late. What can I imagine Mam doing in my situation?
I'd hurry up and get my bleeding ass in that boat. I'm waiting for you. Nothing's holding you back.
Wait. Mam would have an English accent if that's where she's from.
Oh, of course. You're right. Now, what have you got to lose? Your father? Don't let him under your skin. The world is your oyster. Let's go on an adventure.
It'll be okay, Lizzie. This is horrible. I left my Kindle in Sharon's house and didn't download anything to watch, so I've nothing to distract me from the anxiety. I wonder if Mam flew or got the ferry. Maybe she's afraid of travelling altogether and got stuck in the UK.
It's just not right to be in a tin tube in the sky, you know? I'd have to knock back a few whiskies for my nerves. But no whiskey for you just yet. Let's save that for when we finally celebrate your 18th together.
On the train, I can't stop thinking about what I'm going to do. What am I going to say if I find her? The butterflies in my stomach multiply into a swarm of migrating birds as one of the biggest cities in the world rolls in. Mam's birth cert address is in a really residential area, according to Google Maps. I'll have to get a bus there, and the cheapest hostel I could find close to the bus route was called Penny Travels Lodge. To get there from the train station meant going on the tube, which stinks.
Oh my God.
It's stuffy, loud, and apparently there's an etiquette to which side of the escalator you stand on. I nearly got hit on the back of the head with a briefcase.
Jesus!
They should really put up a sign for this. Beware of flailing accessories from late businessmen. And have you seen the tube map? It's a crisscross nonsense.
What the hell?
I get to the right stop eventually. Stand on the right side of the escalator. And up to the streets of London I go. The hostel kind of has an Irish college vibe to it. That's one thing Dad was good at sending me away for the summer to. It's a small room, two sets of bunk beds. One of the top bunks is free.
Dibs!
Oh. Hi, yes. Oh. No English? All right, then. Mm-hmm. Just nod and smile back. I'm Lizzie. Nice to meet you. Should have left it at the nod. Some people just like their own space, I guess. Speaking of which, I should ring Dad so he doesn't have to ring me. I left yesterday evening to stay in Sharon's house, so he thinks I've already spent the night away.
Yes?
Oh, you're there. Sorry, I can ring you back when you're not busy if you
like. I'm always busy.
I'm just ringing to let you know I arrived safe yesterday. It's nice. Sharon's cousins are lovely.
Are you in their way?
No. Her aunt says she's happy to have me here. She likes the full house.
Well, I hope you're pulling your weight. Don't go making me look bad.
Of course I am. I loaded the dishes and stuff.
Were you in front of a screen all day?
No, Dad. We've been outside. I don't watch TV all day, Dad.
Don't answer me back.
Sorry.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
Jesus, thank God that's over with.
St. Bridget, if you're listening, please make sure they actually have a dishwasher. Thanks. Sorry. Amen.
I won't get far on the search tonight, so I get a sandwich from the vending machine. After a shower, I spend ages on Google Maps Street View checking out Mam's estate. I'm actually in London, and that much closer to Mam, closer to finding her, closer to where she's been. What are my chances of her being at an address from nearly 20 years ago? I might not find her at all. Or she might not want to know me at all. I must be an idiot for doing this. The Icelandic girls are just lying on their bunks, swiping through Tinder without saying a word to each other. Is it a silent dating retreat they're on? I'm 18 and yet to have a boyfriend. I've had to work undoing the belief Dad has given me about no one wanting me anyway. Maybe he convinced Mam that I didn't want her as well.
He has a scary way of getting under your skin, doesn't he? Twisting thoughts and making you think you deserve less or cause others pain. It takes a lot of work to undo that. You're so brave. And so young. Boyfriends, girlfriends, there's no rush. We can chat all about your crushes when we meet.
I fall asleep to her imagined voice. It's 12 already.
Crap!
I planned on getting up at 9. The other girls are already gone. I feel so nervous. This must be what it feels like on your wedding day, when you've never met the person that you're marrying. I grab a map on the way out of the hostel to add to my own pre-printed maps in case my phone dies, travel tips, and the Irish Embassy contact details. You never know. I take a few tourist leaflets too. Sure, if me and Mam hit it off, we might have time to go sightseeing. First stop, her old address, 49 Shepherd's Crescent. The hunger pangs are hitting me though. There's a little park a short way from the hostel that I didn't see last night. Inside the gate is a small, blue, hut-like cafe serving food. The Little Cat Cafe. How could I not get food from it with a name like that?
No cats.
That's disappointing.
Can I help you?
Hiya, just an orange juice and granola pop, please.
Is that everything? 360, please, when you're ready.
Go through. Perfect, thank you. The sun is out. White, wispy clouds stretched across the blue sky. There's a gorgeous chestnut tree almost hanging over a bandstand in the middle of the park. There's a few kids running around it, screaming and laughing as one of them, a girl with two long blonde plaits, chases the other two.
Go on, Maya. Catch him. You can do it.
Maya's mam's hair is in a plait too. That's so cute.
All right, Dave.
Who is she waving to?
All right,
a red postman. That's mad. He's got a red bike, a red bag either side of his bike rack, and a bigger red bag on the front of the bike. I just imagine them being green like at home.
Jesus.
It's almost 1:30. I could sit and daydream all day. Time to stop dossing.
Thank you.
This whole area is just rows of houses either side of the road. There's either a shop, bookies, or a pub on each corner. Or all three.
Oh, red post boxes.
Okay. Shepherd's Crescent. 49 Shepherd's Crescent. 69, 63, 59, 55, 53, 51, 49.
Jesus Christ, my heart is pounding.
There it is.
A red wooden door with 49 painted in the middle. There's some plant pots along the driveway with what look like thistles in them. No car, no sign of life, but for some birds picking at a rosemary shrub by the door. Net curtains hang on the inside of both windows, so I can't make out if anyone is home. I think I'll come back.
What the hell am I doing?
I don't know where it comes from, but my legs jolt with energy that isn't mine and I find myself at the door. Hand raised to knock, shaking with adrenaline. The wait that follows is a bit anticlimactic. I was expecting my mam to answer the door almost straight away. The birds on the rosemary bush have scattered.
My middle name is Rosemary.
Could she have named me after this bush?
Hi.
A woman wearing garden gloves covered in muck answers the door. Her eyes are so kind and friendly, but she's not my mam. I just know. She looks to be in her early 50s, so she could be, but...
What can I do for you, lovey?
Hi. Sorry for bothering you. I'm looking for Roberta Thistle. She used to live here.
It rings a bell. I've been here for almost 6 years now. I'm not sure who was here before me. You're a bit young to be a debt collector.
Jesus, no. I was just hoping she was here. She's an old family friend. I was in the area, and this was the last address I had for her. Haven't seen her in years.
What did you say her name was? Roberta?
Yes, Roberta. Thistle. Roberta Thistle.
Roberta Thistle. Hang on here. 1 second, will you, Lovey?
Sure. She's probably gone to call the guards on me. Police. What are the chances she'd still be here? After 18 years, I should have known. I shouldn't have got my hopes up. Oh, Lizzie, what are you doing?
Yep, I knew it. This arrived only the other day.
It's addressed to R. Thistle, and this same address. Printed straight onto the envelope. This isn't mine to open.
Go on, Lovey.
The Barn Gallery celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. And to celebrate, we are inviting you to... an art gallery. I think they just sent this out to everyone on their system.
Do you want to come in and have a cup of tea?
No, I'm okay, honestly. You look like you have your hands full. Thank you so much, though.
The kettle's already on, and there's a cup with your name on it. What is your name, actually?
Sorry, Elizabeth. Sorry, Lizzie.
No need to apologise. I'm Karen. Come in.
She may as well be Irish, she was insisting that much. Like Sharon's mam does. And I wasn't getting any serial killer vibes off her. Although, I'm pretty sure that's how serial killers are perceived. As non-murderous.
Oh, it's a pity that you and your godmother lost contact like that. Maybe when you find her, she'll be up for joining you and your family for the rest of your holiday.
We sat in her bright kitchen, drinking tea.
Your back garden is so beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I like to keep it as wild as possible. You know, no...
She was so lovely. Actually, I saw loads of birds out the front.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I've put a bell on Pebbles, but, you know, she manages to scare them away.
Pebbles? Oh, you are so cute. Oh, my God, she's so soft.
Yeah. My eldest found her. We did call her Tabby, but now we call her Pebbles because she kept bringing little stones in.
How many kids do you have?
Oh, just two. Ray is studying photography and Jessica is working towards nursing. Help yourself to another slice of that carrot cake.
Thanks so much, but I'm absolutely stuffed. I should probably get going. I didn't mean to be in your hair as long.
Oh, not at all. I'll pack some cake to take with you anyway. Do you know how to get to the gallery?
If I don't find my mam, I may well ask Karen to adopt me.
Write down the bus you can get from your hostel.
Thanks so much for everything, Karen.
Oh, always welcome, love. Always welcome.
The gallery closes at 6 on a Friday. There's no way I'll have the time to go there. And I've no other clues to chase up in the meantime. This isn't going as well as I thought. I'll head back to the hostel and get an early night. Then I'll actually get up early tomorrow and spend the whole day searching. I know she doesn't live here anymore, but I'm still relieved. Part of me always dreaded that she was dead, or I killed her while she gave birth to me, and that's why Dad hated me, out of love for her or something. The thing I don't know is, who's not letting who contact the other? Surely Dad would want rid of me, as he thinks I'm a waste of space. Says so himself. I need to ring Dad before it gets too late, though. He might think I'm enjoying myself, God forbid. I'll do that in the hostel. 20 minutes until the next bus. I wonder if Mam waited at this one too when she lived here. Hey, it's me.
What do you want?
Nothing. I'm ringing like you asked me to, letting you know I'm okay.
You sure you're not in the way?
I'm not in the way. God, Dad, you're the only one who thinks I'm a waste of space.
Don't you speak to me like that.
Like what? It's only the truth.
Give me her aunt's number.
Why?
I need to call and make sure you're not being a brat.
They're busy. Her uncle is making dinner and her aunt is working.
I wasn't asking.
Look, Dad, I have to go. Dinner is ready. He doesn't have numbers for Sharon's parents. I deleted them when he wasn't watching before I left. Hopefully he'll just give me an almighty lecture when I'm home. Maybe kick me out at last.
It's out of your control now. Just focus on Mam.
No, little bird.
Okay, I've one more day. My flight is around 6 tomorrow evening. Be there around 4, leave the hostel around 2. I really only have today left. Right, off to find me ma'am. Where's my other sock? This is off to a great start. 10 a.m. I'm giving myself 12 hours to find my mam, and if I don't, I'll ring Karen and see if she wants another daughter. Foolproof. The barn gallery looks nothing like a barn. I feel as welcome as I do when I wander into Brown Thomas, which isn't often, let me tell you. Receptionist. Deadly. Sorry. Hi. I got this in the post the other day, but the lady it's addressed to doesn't live there anymore, and I'm wondering if you have an up-to-date address or something for her, email even, that she could be sent the info to?
Lady, you said. It's just addressed to an R. Thistle. Did you know them before?
Yes, well, no, not really. I know her name was Roberta because... Have you got an email or phone number or something else for her instead?
I'm afraid I haven't got subscription information in front of me, and I probably wouldn't be able to share it with GDPR anyway. But I can pass this on to PR and see if they can get this information on to her. That's very kind of you, thank you.
Thanks, but is there anything you have on her at all that you could tell me? It's just, we think that the house is haunted, and we want to ask her some questions, or we'll have to move out.
Haunted.
My. That's unfortunate. Look, I can search her name here, but all I have, Roberta, you said, is a catalogue of the art we've had, as well as the facilitators, and... Oh. She's here.
Here?
No, lovey, on the computer. We have a painting by Roberta Thistle, probably the same one. It was exhibited a few years ago as part of a domestic violence charity project, but it's one of the pieces we have revived for our anniversary exhibition. Yes, through those double doors there on the right. Now, I don't know if the painting will tell you if your house is haunted or not, but it's art by Roberta Thistle.
Thank you.
Haunted. What is wrong with me? I guess it worked, though. Can't believe she actually has a painting here. There it is. Passing Time by Roberta Thistle.
Roberta Thistle.
Donated in aid of Refuge, 2017. It's just of a park on canvas, about A4 sized. There's no signature. Just a white silhouette of a little bird in the bottom right corner. She could have stood right where I'm standing. In this room. She definitely touched this painting. Her eyes probably spent hours looking at it. Each painted leaf. Now my eyes are looking at the same thing.
This is amazing.
It's so good. Better than anything I've painted. I think it's in acrylics. It's real, real, realistic looking. It looks like it's the cusp of autumn. Long shadows and an orange sky make it look like sunset. A chestnut tree stands in the middle. Sticking out from behind the tree is a bandstand. There's a dog painted beside it. A German shepherd. Its nose in the grass. Tail in the air. Hold on a second.
No way.
It's the same one. The same park as the one the cat cafe was in. There it is in the background. A tiny blue hut. What the hell? Someone in the park must know her. Or someone who works in the cafe. You know, they might write the names on the cups and how many Robertas would you get? I was only there yesterday. I could have walked past her for all I know. I need to go back.
Oh, first. This'll make a good wallpaper.
What can I get you?
Hi, sorry. I'm actually okay for everything. I was just wondering if you know a customer who comes in here sometimes? Roberta? I just thought that maybe the way you write the names on your cups...
Oh, we don't do that here, sorry. Do you know what she orders? If she gets the same thing every time, I could probably tell you.
No, I don't. Thanks. None of the customers I asked knew either. Maybe she's in the park somewhere. If I go around and look for a lady that looks like me, someone with red, wild, frizzy hair... There isn't anyone that looks like me at all, though. No one has my hands or ears, this hair. I could just call out her name. Oh, I could go round and shout Michael Francis, Dad's name, and see who runs away. Oh, what am I doing? I need a solid plan. The park is getting busy with people on their lunch. None of them look like they're missing a daughter. They look like burritos are on their mind. The snacks from Karen. Bless Karen. Love her.
Mm. Hey, guys.
I'm that woman now. I think my best option is to live in the park and surround myself with pigeons like the lady in Home Alone 2. Oh, no. Dad. He shouldn't be ringing. I ring him. Hello?
About time. Where the fuck are you?
I'm in Tipperary.
Don't lie to me. Sharon's mother came over to drop a Kindle off that you left in her house.
Sharon's mum? Oh.
Her asking to give it to you when you were supposed to be with her family made me look like a complete fool. So who is he that you're with, hmm?
No, I'm not with a boy.
Oh. So where are you then? Now we're on to Sharon's phone, so we'll find out from her where you are. If you don't tell
me... I'll be home tomorrow night.
Have you any idea how I look now, hmm? No respect.
You earn respect by being kind? Did you ever think of that?
Being kind? Oh. So you think that you've had it bad?
Yeah. Huh?
You worthless bitch. I haven't laid a finger on you since... But that's going to change when you come home. I'll make you sorry that you were born.
I already am. No wonder Mam left. You'll convince anyone they're worthless. She's better off without you, and so am I. No. No, 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 no. No. What am I going to do? Sharon will have to tell them. She'll be in mad trouble if she doesn't. She doesn't know the name of the hostel, though. No, he could be tracking my phone. There's probably police after me now. He's ringing again. Crap. I just have to turn it off.
Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
He's gonna kill me, whether I go back or not. It's ruined. It's all ruined.
No, it's not, Lizzie. You've a few hours yet to find me, then I'll take you in. We'll start from scratch. Starting off with an apology from me that you had to put up with that narcissist and I didn't take you with me. You'll find me. Everything will be okay, I promise. I'm with you all the way. Breathe, Lizzie. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out.
In. Out. In. Out. How did you survive your idiotic search in London, Lizzie? Oh, my imaginary mam, sure. A robin lands on the path where the pigeons just flew from.
Hello, angel. What do I do now?
And off again when a postman wheels past.
Great. I wish I could fly away too.
Hold on. A postman. He's a postman. If he's anything like the postmen in Ireland, he'll know everyone in this area. Excuse me.
You all right, love?
I'm grand, thanks.
Oh, Irish, eh? Yeah, you have to be. I'm grand and all. And with that head of hair and all. What, are you lost?
No, I'm looking for someone. An old family friend. I came over here just to see her, but she isn't at her old address. And I'm wondering... At the off chance, you might know where she is.
Oh. Well, that was a bit thick, wasn't it? Coming over just to visit her with nothing but an old address. I'm not sure I can disclose that kind of information with you anyway. I mean, if someone asked me where Bob Geldof lived and I told them, he'd probably sue me, you know? Hmm? Hmm?
Is it someone famous you're looking for?
I wish I might have found her myself then. She's not famous. Her name is Roberta Thistle. R. Thistle.
Roberta Thistle. Thistle. You know, I think I know a house. I used to deliver post addressed to Thistle. Road called Richmond Close, lucky number 13, if my memory serves me right. Not far from here. I haven't been on that route for about 2 years, though. Yeah, that house had a bloody huge German shepherd. Gentle giant he was, though, yeah.
You realise you just told me her address, right?
That bloody hell I did, didn't I?
I never met you. This never happened, promise. I'll say the Jehovah's Witnesses told me instead or something.
Right, you do that.
Thank you so much. The luck of that. Fingers crossed she's still there. And she's actually my mam. And she actually wants to know me. Those are my 3 genie wishes. If all else fails, I've Karen the cat lady and Dave the postman to ask to be my adoptive parents. Time to roll up uninvited to the lady who escaped Dad. My heart is pounding so hard, I feel my chest could explode. There. I stare at the terraced house. The whitewashed facade is a stark contrast to the dull grey sky. The blinds are half drawn, and there's no light inside, so I can't see beyond the window boxes on the sill, all of them lush with lavender. I must look like a creep. A girl with wild hair, half hiding behind a lamppost, staring at a house 20 metres away. The gate's open. There's no dog in the garden, but I can see a few chew toys around the place. The German shepherds. My ears are thumping from my heart. I just gotta go up and knock on the door and hope to God words form and I make some sort of sense. The adrenaline.
You can do it. I'm so excited. We've so much to make up for. Find out all about each other, what kind of music you like, boys you fancy, how you take your tea. I'll put the kettle on. Come on!
Okay, Mum. I can smell the lavender now. Do I knock or ring the doorbell? Sure, feck it. God, was that loud enough? Should I ring the bell just to make sure? Movement behind the frosted glass. Okay. Now I want to run. Someone is at the door. Run, Lizzie. They're unlocking it. I could still run. Pretend it's a game of knick-knack. Turning down the handle. My legs are frozen. Nothing will move. A deer in headlights. A boy with shaggy brown hair covering his eyes opens the door. In a Bob Marley t-shirt. He's holding a Nintendo Switch in one hand and looking at me with utter disinterest.
Yeah? Are you collecting for a stutter charity or something?
No. Sorry. Does Roberta Thistle live here? He's just staring at me. Roberta Thistle. Do you know her? She should live or used to live here.
Yeah, used to.
Oh, no, I'm... I start to leave, but my legs are lead.
Hi, sorry. Can I help you?
A girl. A bit younger than me. There's a familiar look in her eyes.
He's in one of his moods. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, sorry. I was wondering if a woman called Roberta Thistle lives or used to live here.
Oh. Why are you looking for her?
She's an old family friend, and I was visiting and thought I'd come and We don't keep in contact, you see, but I found this address and was in the area, so I,
Okay. Well, she doesn't live here anymore.
Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry to bother you. Do you know where she moved to? Why is she looking away?
She's actually our mum, but she passed away a few months ago. From cancer, it all happened really fast.
I don't know what to say. This wasn't how it was supposed to be. My heart drops. It doesn't even break. All my insides drop through my feet, through the tiled step of the porch, shattering the earth beneath me.
I'm so sorry.
God, you don't have to be sorry. She was your mum. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for intruding. I shouldn't have.
She's buried in a graveyard not far from here, if you'd like to visit it. The name on her name... The name's Roberta Stone. She only kept the name Thistle for when she painted.
She's looking at me with such hopeful eyes.
Yes.
I say yes.
Please.
Yeah.
She directs me.
It's at the end of the road.
I apologize again without making eye contact and leave as fast as I can. Through the black gates of the graveyard, I work back from the newest burials there and find her. Her grave is the brightest on the row. There are flowers everywhere. They're all real. All alive. Her name is etched golden into the shiny black marble. Roberta Stone. Beloved mother, daughter, and wife. 2nd of October, 1980, to the 14th of February, 2023. Survived by her husband and three children, never to be forgotten. Her name is written as elegantly as her signature on my birth cert. Only the name Robin is in brackets after Roberta. They called her Robin.
Ma'am?
I can't see you anymore. I can't imagine a thing. Everything I ever thought you were or could be doesn't matter now you're gone. You're gone.
I'm so sorry. I should have looked for you sooner. No. No, I'm not sorry. You should have looked for me. Where were you? What did I do that made you leave? You had more kids with someone else. What is wrong with me? To have left me with him. What did I do to deserve that? You abandoned me, ma'am. And you took pieces of me with you. I'm empty. Alone and hollow. And it's your fault. It's your fault. I wanted those pieces back. I wanted to know why. I wanted to hear that you didn't want to go, that you never forgot about me. You lit a candle every year for my birthday and wondered what I was doing. I wanted to know that leaving me was something that you regretted, because I would have forgiven you. I wanted to see a sparkle in familiar eyes, see you beam with happiness. Feel if your hands are as warm and soft as I imagined. See how alike we are.
I wanted to hear you say, I love you. I wanted you here. You were supposed to be here, alive. This wasn't supposed to happen.
I feel as empty as before. Only the hole inside me has more definite edges. At least now I know what I'll never need to look for. I know what's gone. I don't even care if anyone sees me crying at the headstone. I'll never be here again. How many others are buried with secrets of their own abandoned children, never to find them?
Lizzie?
Elizabeth. Only people who know me call me Lizzie. Wait, how?
Oh, my God. Mum, she...
Crap. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come. I'm nothing to your mum, don't worry. She was a lovely person. I was just leaving.
You're one of the three.
What?
Look, survived by her husband and three children. Chris, me, and you. You're one of the three. Her three little birds, she'd say. We have a photo of you as a baby in our living room.
What? A photo? You know who I am? She didn't forget.
No, never.
Everything that was just so dark and cold has just become bright and warm. My pieces are suddenly pulled together as if there's a sudden gravitational pull coming from my heart. She has a picture of me.
I'm Alana. You're my older sister. And Chris is the boy that answered the door. Sorry about that. He's our little brother. You look just like her.
I...
Mum tried so hard, but... We always knew you'd find us when we couldn't get to you. Would you like to come over? Dad wants to meet you too. I called him.
I am... Yeah, sure, yeah.
Of all the things going through my head, I can't help but stare at this mad-looking plait in Alana's hair.
How did you get it to look like that?
What, this? It's a fishtail plait. It's really easy, you can do it. I can show you if you like.
I'd love that, but you wouldn't be able to on this head of hair.
You have the exact same hair as Mum. Hers wasn't red, but it's as wild and thick. She knew how to make it look amazing. I often did her hair for her. I loved it. Would you like me to show you how?
Really? Yes, please. That'd be lovely.
I rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitch by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Saying, this is my message to you. Saying, don't worry about a thing.
And there you heard Frizzy Lizzy by Cara Carney. The play was recommended by the jury of the 2022 PJ O'Connor Awards. Kitty O'Sullivan played Lizzy. Helen Norton played Mam and other roles. Stephen Hogan played Lizzie's father, the gallery receptionist, and Dave the postman. Imogen Allen played Alana and the barista. Lucy Miller played Karen and the woman in the park. Scott Smith played the child asking questions. Ellie Brosnan-Corkery played Lizzie as a young girl. Sam Bucket played Chris. Other roles were played by members of the company. Thanks also to Emma Brosnan for recordings. The dramaturg was Jessica Drumgoole. Three Little Birds was performed by Kieran Dunn. Sound design and supervision were by Kieran Dunn and Ruth Kennington. Frizzy Lizzy by Cara Carney was directed by Jessica Drumgool. The producer was Kevin Brew. The series producer of Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds. If you've been affected by the programme and you'd like to talk to someone, you can find information and links at rte.ie/support. To listen back to Frizzy Lizzy and all editions of the Drama on One podcast, go to rte.ie/drama on one.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Next in the wings. This week, actors Pauline MacLean, Frankie McCafferty and Noni Stapleton talk about working on next week's Drama on One, Nothing Ever Happens Around Here, by Robert Barrett.
My name is Pauline MacLean.
My name is Frankie McCafferty.
My name is Noni Stapleton.
In this production, I am the narrator and also our hero's sister.
In this, I play the part of Cortland Alexander, the butcher.
I play a few different parts. Nancy Smullen would be one of them, and a few other ones that jump in and out.
I suppose in a nutshell, the play is about a man in a small town who has reached a certain age and has a crisis because he hears of the sudden death of someone he went to school with. And it's how he deals with that all through the day of the funeral. It's very, very funny and really, really touching.
You could call it maybe a midlife crisis or an existential crisis that the character Cortland Alexander has on a day when, for no particular reason, the mundanity or the regularity of life seems to get to him and he has a little freak out.
Oh, this play is a wonderful play about a fictional town somewhere in Ireland. And it's about the comings and goings of the characters and one character in particular.
As an actor, I'm generally very bad at reading scripts and I often, you know, will read it and not see what everybody else sees in it. But this was a gem that explained itself from its first introduction. And I was captivated by it, which doesn't happen often either, even with the best of things that I've read. I just felt that it was so beautifully written, so well observed, that like all of the best of writing, and particularly the best of comedy writing, which is very, very difficult to do, it seemed to me that you couldn't go wrong with it. Any actor coming to it would be thrilled to arrive and just do it as it was written, let alone that it also gave scope as well for adding little flourishes here and there. It's one of those come and get me scripts that actors just dream of coming through their letterbox.
And in that edition of In the Wings, you heard actors Pauline MacLean, Frankie McCafferty and Noni Stapleton. They were talking about working on next week's Drama on One, Nothing Ever Happens Around Here, by Robert Barrett. The play took first prize in the 2020 PJ O'Connor Awards. In the Wings is produced by Kevin Reynolds. The complete edition of that In the Wings and all editions of the Drama on One podcast are available at rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.